Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And of course, immediate relief, but obviously some downtime.
I basically couldn't move and was on the couch for about 2 weeks. And yeah, they basically pack the wound, they stitch it up. It has to be monitored and taken care of. So you definitely need someone to help you out. In this case, I have no problem admitting my mother was my nurse and she did an incredible job. So you can imagine the mother-son dynamic in that area at that age is a little awkward, but I didn't really have any choice because it had to be taken care of, it had to be cleaned, and I really was not in a position to be able to do that, basically laying on my stomach for 2 weeks. It's the only time in my life that I've had to take painkillers. So that gives you an idea of what the recovery was like and what the pain level was because of the area that they had to cut into. It's obviously a very sensitive spot.
Give the sponsor a shout out again. What's the name of the doctor or the facility?
I don't have it in front of me at this exact moment, but if you listen to the commercial, all the information's there. And what do you mean? I don't know. I don't have the website in front of me at this exact moment. But it's an operation, a practice facility in New Jersey that handles these things. So, they have a website. You can go check out all the information. And honestly, the cool part about what they offer is it's not just necessarily the procedure that I had. So they have multiple treatment options. So depending on what type of pilonidal issue you're dealing with, it doesn't necessarily have to be this procedure that I'm laying out. They have other courses of action that you can take. So that's why if you go and you have a consultation and you get it checked out, they can recommend which course of action is the best route for you. So it doesn't necessarily mean you got to get down on the operating table and get it cut out of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got you, CeeLo. And pionidal, by the way, means nest of hair. That's not gross.
There you go.
A little hair nest.
Yeah. On your ass.
Yeah.
It's the pionidal. How did you not remember this? The Pionidal Treatment Center of New Jersey.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, any endorsement I've ever done, I can tell you right now.
The website, the phone number, the name of the person, all of that on the spot.
No, I mean, just the name of the place. That's all I needed. What is the name of the place?
Yeah, well, you guys are putting me on the spot, and I'm
you got one endorsement. You've been here for 100 years. You can't remember the name of it? And it's not something that hard to remember. Pionidal Treatment Center of New Jersey. I could have guessed that's what it was.
Listen, if I had a ball of pus and hair, I would know exactly where the hell I was talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I was trying to, the Pionidal Treatment Center of New Jersey, but I wanted to get the website, which is escaping me at the moment, because that's where you go to get the information on what they do. That's why I was like, I can't remember the name of the website.
PCT.com or something
like that. I don't want to be thrown out.
No, I got it. It's PTCNJ.com.
There you go. Pionidal Treatment Center, PTC, of NJ.com.
No, it's PTCNJ.com.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are professionals, you guys took the... You guys took the ferry to Jersey City one day, and now all of a sudden we've got water wave spots on the fan. So I did take notice of that.
That was the best form of mass transit I've ever.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
All right, CeeLo, I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to more discussion about this tomorrow. That should be
I think I'm over it now. I think I am.
Oh, okay.
Unless someone wants to see, you want to see the scar?
I'll take a look at your scar, if you'll allow us.
How close is the scar to your ass?
It's right at the top of the crack, Boomer.
Wow. Okay. So maybe we will take a look at his ass.
I'm sure CBS Sports Network would love that.
Yes. Stephen Waldron is penning his letter of resignation right now. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Seal.
All right.
It's Chris Lopresti. He had this cyst on his ass. He got it removed when he was 19. Now he's got an endorsement because of it. And he didn't even remember the Pionidal Treatment Center of New Jersey. I mean, that's a pretty bad job.
Well, at least he was honest.
Wait, how could you not be? Is he just going to lie and just come up with the name of it? Like Fred's Ass Lancing?
I feel, man, Seal's got a lot of issues.
He does. A ton of them. And not very serious, thank God, but it's just a lot of minor issues.
Things going on here and there.
Yeah, like, you know, croup and RSV and eczema and whooping cough.
Did you guys hear about his Christmas Eve when he left here and was trying to find an open urgent care center before Christmas Eve with the family?
No.
And he couldn't. It cost him basically his entire day?
No, I did not. I did not.
That what, poor kid.
What did he need treated then?
I forget exactly what he had, but he finally found, like, the last one. He was there 5 o'clock right as they were all closing for Christmas.
Had a, sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Probably had a bruised nutsack.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I'm sure that Al is getting a ton of phone calls after that last conversation with CeeLo.
Yes. Is that you setting him up to tell you about?
No, I mean, I was listening to some of the phone calls he was getting. I was like, man. So is everybody telling you about their Pionidal
cyst? I just got awkward, weird cyst calls. I was just like, yeah, I think we're done with this cyst conversation. Like, well, let me tell you anyway. My daughter had this thing. It had bones in it. I was like, all right, we...
I think Boomer just threw up in his mouth.
My dad just broke a rib.
He just threw up in his mouth. After Al said the caller called up, it says his daughter had a cyst with bones. Oh, my God. And one guy was really concerned about CeeLo, huh? He thought that he missed the first part of the conversation, thought he had a tumor.
Thought he had an actual, like, life or death tumor.
Hanging off his ass, like we're talking about it like that.
Oh, when you jump in the middle, sometimes you miss some of the specifics.
I gagged, what I did.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and then are your ribs okay?
Oh, man. I don't know what that was. Al. I did not expect that to come out of Al. That's why.
Fleeks, you got to go back and find that sound that Boomer made when he threw up in his mouth or gagged or whatever that was, because that was amazing.
I was just swallowing some blueberries in my smoothie here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wild blueberries.
Wild blueberries. Oh, my gosh.
Man, I can't stop thinking about it. Now that you said the one with the bones in it and saying it was a twin. Like what?
A tail.
That's some serious stuff. And now that everything's going on in the world now, we got people reading each other's minds. We got aliens and orbs. Like now I'm believing everything.
Right.
See what had a tail.
Al, what did you think about the news report about the drones that I sent you?
That I feel like was still old information. The ones claiming the Iranian mothership. Yeah. I don't think there's an Iranian mothership.
That was a long time ago, then.
Yeah, but there was another report that came out the other day.
I think it was the same guy, though, the same politician who's claimed from Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah. He's dying on that hill, right?
He is, yep.
Decided. I went with it. I got to stick to my take. I'm not going to waffle on this.
Okay.
The Spike Eskin way of doing things. Do not hedge your take. You go Iranian mothership in that open, you stick with Iranian mothership.
We.
That is it.
You got to isolate that now.
That is hilarious.
That's the... Oh my gosh. Jesus. That was funny. That was really funny.
Wow.
All right. I don't know what to do from here, where to go.
I really don't know, man.
The Mets signed anybody?
No, the Mets did not sign anybody.
How about the Yankees? No, what are they doing?
No, nothing really. Luis Arraez, I saw they had a conversation about that on the midday show.
The Jets interviewing anybody today?
Yeah, they have to be doing something today, I think. I would imagine.
I mean, sooner or later. God.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do, I'll throw out a candidate and it's either or no. Yeah, wait, you like him is yes. If you don't like him, it's. It's going to be great, too, when Eddie comes back and he has no idea about that sound.
Right. I don't even know how to label that one.
How about a boomer gurgle?
Yeah, boomer, yeah, burgle.
Gurgle. Hey, by the way, speaking of Eddie, these photos of Eddie with all these animals and everything, they are amazing.
Yeah, let's see.
He's having a great time. I don't know, all these different, there he is right there. He's got a big gorge in front of him.
There's
Eddie the Yeti.
Yeah, that's right. There's been a couple others I will send to Stephen Waldron here.
Yeah, it's amazing how close he's getting up to all these different, you know, animals and
these different things. He's enjoying himself, and I feel like last night he was having a couple of glasses of a nice Shiraz because he wrote back to Tom Izzo. He goes, "Yeah, bears hibernate in the winter, jackass." Like, that's what I woke up to.
He's like all pissed off.
Yeah. He's like, "Don't mess around with my trip." I sent Stephen Waldron three separate pictures. So Stephen, when you have him, tell Fleegs, and then he can tell me, or just text me. Oh, you're on the text chain. Oh, okay. I didn't realize you're on a text chain. So if you have him, we'll see a couple of those Eddie pictures because there's the one where there's nobody.
The wildlife is amazing.
Right, the wildlife really is. It's not just wolves.
Yeah,
he has been seeing out there. Yeah, but there's not just wolves. So anyway, all right. Steven does not have that.
Bones.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh man.
The best part about it too is just like with the accents of the callers. My daughter. So they pull out this grapefruit sized ball of pus, and there's bones in there.
Not only that, like when I said to him, he goes, "I want to tell you about the cyst my daughter had." I go, "We're kind of over the cyst thing." He goes, "Well, then I'll tell you. Why did you need to get that off your chest?"
Right. This poor girl is probably thinking, "Dad, stop. Enough. Why do you have to tell everybody about my cyst? We have bones in there." Oof. Next thing you know, we slice the thing open. There's a tooth. All right. We'll take a break because Steven couldn't get these pictures up there in time, and I don't feel like waiting any longer. So, you have them? Oh, you have them. All right. So, let's take a look here. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, there's.
Is that Bigfoot?
Yeah, there's Eddie and Bigfoot and smiling and taking a picture together. And there's CeeLo. We got a picture from CeeLo's pineal cyst operation. And I wonder if that right there is the pineal treatment center of New Jersey. I don't know, but that's very good. So good job, Stephen Waldron, getting those pictures up there for everybody to see. I'm going to help out the audience with a little visual.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football is hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you missed the last segment, Boomer choked on a smoothie and basically spit up after Al relayed that a caller was telling him about his daughter's pus-filled cyst that had bones in it.
And Jerry, you were front and center for this discussion between CeeLo and Brian Roscona, weren't you?
Yeah, and off air, CeeLo, it was when he was hosting with me, he turned to me and goes, at what point do they get their hands on this? Meaning you guys.
Well,
I'm like, it'll happen.
Took a while. Took to 2025.
We heard a commercial.
Yes, well, that's what he was worried about. Yes, he figured you would hear the commercial. Right. I was wondering at what point is he going to get slammed for this.
Well, he's not getting slammed for anything.
Well, no, you know, having
we're
fun.
Happy for him. Yes, you know, of course. Getting a spot on the station. And
for sure.
It's great.
Yeah.
Pie and Idol Chris is what we're calling
You know,
calling
I had a cyst under my arm once. It was gigantic. It got infected. It was gigantic. It was huge. And I had to have it. They tried numbing it. It was so infected. It didn't work. Long story short, they had to surgically remove it. Do you know I couldn't extend my arm for a couple of weeks, but I had a golf day with my dad, and I'm like, I'm still playing. And I played, and I kept my arm tucked. One of the best rounds I ever had in my life. Couldn't hit it far. Everything was straight.
How big was the
golf ball size?
Golf ball size.
Yeah. Well, a little smaller than that, but I would say it approached that size.
So how do I get one of these
pulsating
cysts?
Thing, I guess, Jerry.
Give it time. You'll get one.
You'll get one.
Yeah, imagine there's a key to golf. Everybody's just going to get a cyst. Go to the PGA Superstore, implant a cyst.
You remember our first Boomer Geo? I hurt my shoulder.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that happened to me.
And you played well.
I played better because I wasn't really extending my arm, and I was just trying to swing smooth so I wouldn't hurt
And nice and tight. Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's funny. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
Speaking, brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. The Grant Horvat with Tiger video
has come out. Yeah, I saw it.
I thought it just came out this morning.
No, it came out yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It was 17 minutes. It's kind of boring.
Oh, that's all it was?
Yeah, it's only just him giving a couple of tips.
Oh, I thought they played
quite
together.
Honestly, if you're like just an everyday kind of hacker golfer, none of that stuff will mean anything to you because it's such high level.
I thought they played around together.
Yeah. No, they did not. Okay. Unfortunately, it's just him watching Grant Horvat stripe it and basically him going, what's wrong with that?
Okay. Yeah. All right, never mind then. All right, Saturday at 4:30, Texans Chargers. So a few things here. Also, yes, the Jets interviewed Rex Ryan and planning to interview Matt Nagy today. Here's Jim Harbaugh talking about going up against C.J. Stroud. So remember I played the clip about Rancho, whatever it was.
Cucamonga. Yeah.
So that was him, and I should have referenced this last hour, but that was him trying to recruit him or just kind of watching him when he was at Michigan. Here he is. He knows what he's going up against because this kid's really something, though he does struggle to get the words out in the middle of it.
This guy's the real deal. I mean, he's going to go all the way, and wish we would have got him. But to come to our school, but he's a great player.
Yeah, well, all right. And he is something as a head coach. Here's Justin Herbert when he knew that Harbaugh was different.
I think when he talked about remembering the day that he was born was probably the first day that he kind of told us the whole story and how he remembered looking out the window, and I think it was a cold, snowy day. I doesn't remember that. That'd be pretty cool.
I got to be honest. A couple of months ago, I would have called BS on that. But now we've got aliens coming down from the universe. We've got drones flying overhead. And this autistic story that you were talking about that we talked about on the podcast. Maybe he does remember the day he was born.
Yeah, it's the same thing I felt about this cyst thing and how it could be a twin that you squashed and then just lived in a pus bowl on your ass. Like, I would have never believed that until these other things happened.
Why not?
And now we found the bones in that one guy's daughter's pus bowl.
More on that coming up in a moment. Saturday at 8 p.m., the Ravens take on the Steelers. This was kind of cool. So this was via Hard Knocks on HBO. This was an interaction between Roger Rosengarten, I guess an offensive lineman for the Ravens, and Miles Garrett. And in the beginning, it's hard to hear, but what he is saying is, I know I'm a nobody, but, and then you can hear him ask Miles Garrett for his jersey, basically.
Oh, I'm a nobody, but I get that jersey up there.
Hey, you in the league? Y'all winning games? Y'all looking great? You're never nobody. I got you.
And kind of cool. Gave him a pat on the back as they kind of ran off the field. So that was kind of neat. In terms of the Steelers, here's Mike Tomlin, his thoughts of the quarterback position. Some people really want him to start Justin Fields or at least give Fields some series and get Russell Wilson out of there. Here was Tomlin.
Certainly in an effort to win this game, I am open to any combination or combinations of the division of labor in an effort to do so. And so I'm certainly open to that as we develop plans this week.
Yeah, and that will be the Saturday night game. On Sunday, we start with the Broncos.
On Prime, by the way.
Yeah, on Amazon.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, the Saturday night game?
Yes, it is.
Because the first game is on CBS, is it not?
Right on Saturday, and then you got 8 p.m. on Amazon Prime Saturday night. And
so that's the Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit game, I guess, on Prime?
I guess it is, yep. And then it goes CBS 1 o'clock. That's Denver at Buffalo.
Yep.
On Sunday, and then it is the 4:30 game is Green Bay at Philadelphia.
Which is Fox, probably.
That's exactly right. And then the Sunday night game, which is on NBC, is Washington at Tampa Bay.
And what Monday is what?
Minnesota at Los Angeles.
No, what network?
ESPN, right?
ESPN.
So there's no Peacock?
No, let me see.
No Peacock?
Well, there is Peacock when it's on NBC Sunday night.
But it's on NBC.
Yeah, it's not a Peacock.
Exclusive.
Nobody's peacocking this year.
I hear you. In Miami, Mike McDaniel yesterday was discussing the whole Tyreek Hill situation. Here he is. Says, yeah, we of course we chatted on Monday.
The relationship, you know, we met for, I want to say, an hour yesterday. You know, I think there's the competitive spirit of his, you know, can represent, you know, post-game, especially in a season or a game that nobody likes.
So then he would go on, because then you got to see the comments on YouTube next to these press conferences. Spit it out, Mike. It's pretty funny. He goes on to say, I really gave him a piece of my mind.
I was very direct with him. He was very honest, and it was great terms that we were discussing. You know, discussed multiple things, including, you know, without wavering that it's not acceptable to leave a game and won't be tolerated in the future. And he embraced accountability.
Okay. I don't know if he's going to be there anymore. But
after they've, you know, gave him a new contract, you know, and he probably wants another extension and more money and just becomes an overall, like, just... It's just an annoyance. Like, you have to deal with that. Like, I got to deal with a great football player who is a game changer, and he takes himself out of the fourth quarter when he looks up on the scoreboard and sees that the Chiefs are getting smashed, so they have no chance to make it to the playoffs. So he took himself out of the game. That's what happened.
Yeah, he essentially said that. But he was like, hey, you look up and you see that the Chiefs are losing. So yeah.
You know what? I don't know. Like, this is why I don't think I could have ever got into coaching like that, because that would drive me crazy. That would just drive me crazy. And I don't know what I would do in that situation if I were the head coach. If I'd go over and talk to him and say, what? You're not playing? Are you, you're going to leave your teammates out and you're just going to stand here on the sideline and you think that's okay? I mean, I feel like I would get into somebody's face no matter who it was.
Well, Bruce Arians got into Antonio Brown's face, and then he took his shirt off and left the field and never came back.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, for Antonio Brown, he never had a chance to come back, and he still had game left.
Yeah, he definitely did.
He's still been a top-end wide receiver with the right quarterbacks.
Now he's doing Cracker of the Year awards on X.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is.
Did you watch it? I do not watch Antonio Brown, no.
He did a whole award ceremony.
For real.
For Cracker of the Year, yeah. Yeah, couple of... Shane Gillis got one. Pat McAfee, I think, got one. Yeah.
Do they come with, like, some sort of statue or bust?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
NBA tonight, the Thunder play the Cavaliers. We got two big winning streaks on the line. The Knicks, meantime, home for the Raptors. The Nets play the Pistons on the fan at 7:20. I played the TV call a few hours ago of this half-court game winner from Trae Young. Here's how it sounded on the radio with their guy Steve Holman.
Hawks don't have time. There's Trae. Midcourt fires. Bang! Trae Young just won the game. Trae Young just won the game, folks. Trae won from midcourt. He just stunned the silent crowd here in Utah. Trae Young from midcourt just knocked down a three, and the Hawks win.
Sounds like the play-by-play guy had diarrhea and the engineer took over.
That's what it sounds like.
Trae Young just won the game. Huh? Where are you, Dave? God damn it.
That was a terrible call.
And this is the guy that actually just powders the Knicks when the Hawks beat
no,
the
no,
Knicks.
No. This was the opposite, right? Wasn't it?
No, but I thought, no.
What are you talking about? Steve Holman?
Yes. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right,
yes.
He mocks them.
Yeah. He mocks the Knicks when they
right.
That's Jalen Benson a like a crybaby, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
yeah.
But that's the call for a half shot.
I guess. Yeah.
To win the game.
Yeah. It was. Yes. He's been doing, he's the one that's got the
Iron Man
the
streak. Yeah.
He doesn't miss a game.
Well, maybe he's seen too many games. That doesn't mean that much to him anymore.
Here's the Mink Man. St. John's beating Xavier last night. Like to give him his due.
Richmond rolls off the screen. Richmond free throw line. Throws it. Wilcher for three. Bingo! Simeon Wilcher with the home run shot.
Straight cash homie. He's growing out his mutton chops, right?
He is, yeah.
They,
looks like a guy who signed the Constitution.
Especially with a top hat.
I mean, it really is.
All right.
Oh,
Where's the ink?
82-72. St. John's beat Xavier. Zubietch of 4 had 18 points and 12 rebounds. RJ Lewis had 18 and 10. Number 22, UCLA got blasted at home by number 24, Michigan, 94-75. After the game, a very unhappy Mick Cronin with his club.
It's really hard to coach people that are delusional. The hungry dog gets the bone. We got guys that think they're way better than they are. They're nice kids. They're completely delusional about who they are.
And that's a pretty good team, too.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. They're number, 22 in the country right now. So I'm sure that'll change, obviously, after losing at home by 20 points to Michigan. But that's where they're at.
The Stars beat the Rangers in overtime, 5-4.
In the few overtime games they played in front, they score! Jamie Benn, a deflection of the pass out of the corner, and the Dallas Stars, who never led in this game, win it in overtime.
What's amazing, Jamie Benn is in front of the net. He cross-checks Adam Fox away from him, and then the puck comes to him, where Adam Fox is completely out of the play. You know, and it's, I don't know, to me it's either interference or it's cross-checking, but it's not called, and the puck ends up in the back of the net. Watch this. Watch Adam Fox in the front. Boom. Gets pushed away from him. See that?
It does. So but Fox stays there, though, too.
He doesn't come back.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
But you're right.
It's a hard thing for Adam to do when you're hit from behind like that.
So hit him back.
But, like, if a Ranger does that, this is just me as a fan. You know, we're going to get called for either a cross-checking penalty or an interference penalty.
Screw the Ranger button.
100%. But the Rangers are screwing their own button right now. I just tell you that. The players are and the coach and everybody else.
5-4 the final score in overtime. And the Tomorrow Golf League began last night in Palm Beach Gardens. Here was Tiger. Tiger Woods, he's founder of this with Rory McIlroy. He was on ESPN. Said, very cool to get this thing started. And the fans are really into it.
These people are, I heard a couple people were rooting against Wyndham on that putt back there. You don't normally hear that at events.
Right.
There are certain events you do hear that all the time. But yeah. Most events you don't hear that. You're going to hear that here, which is great.
And that was on ESPN. Sounds like a party, kind of like the way Liv has created those holes. This is what this seems like. Seems kind of fun.
And it's just more money for those guys, which is great. Good for them. Just keep adding and padding.
Okay. And we have a receiver that didn't want to play because he wants to make sure he's healthy and gets a new contract next year.
Exactly.
I mean, everybody's greedy. Everybody wants money.
Oh, here we go.
Cash, give me cash.
Here we go.
I mean, it's not unique to them. All right, moment of the day. So I had it all set up. We were going to do the possibilities of promotions around here, and Boomer wondering if Gio had sex with Mark Chernoff.
That's right.
But at the end of the 8 o'clock hour, you guys heard CeeLo doing this endorsement for the cyst removal.
But man, of course it's CeeLo. You know, guy's got every virus in the book. He's got eczema on his hands, and now he's got this sack. He's growing this tail.
Yeah. I had not heard that.
Don't make me choke on my smoothie.
Oh, sorry. It says drainage of fluid that may be clear, cloudy, bloody, foul smelling.
Oh, come on. How big is it?
Oh, my God. There's a little drawing of it.
Okay.
What's that face?
Look at you. Go look it up. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't want to look it up.
I want to. Do I hit images?
Bit, hopefully, I mean, it's a serious thing that obviously has to be removed.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. I was listening to some of the phone calls he was getting. I was like, man. So is everybody telling you about their pyonidal?
Yeah, I got awkward, weird cyst calls. I was just like, yeah, I think we're done with this cyst conversation. Like, well, let me tell you anyway. My daughter had this thing. It had bones in it. I was like, all right, we.
I think Boomer just threw up in his mouth.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Oh, very good, Jerry. Even though it was just a little while ago, it was fun to hear it again. Oh, that was awesome. All right, we'll see. We'll see you in a couple days.
I will
Jerry.
Tell you that that is a leader in the clubhouse for next year's top five on January 8th.
Good. Starting off hot.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Out of all the teams that made the playoffs, who do you think FanDuel Sportsbook has as the least likely to win the Super Bowl?
It's not the Vikings.
No, it's not.
No. Okay. I'm going to say it's either the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Washington Commanders.
All right, so you're wrong on both of them.
Oh, okay.
The Steelers are tied for second to last.
Okay.
The Commanders are third to last.
So there's one other team.
Yep, that is worse than all of them. Worst odds. FanDuel Sportsbook
Broncos?
Says the Broncos are tied with the Steelers at second to last. There is a team.
Buccaneers?
The Buccaneers, no, they're way up there, actually.
I mean... This wow,
and I tend to agree with this. By the way, I think this is the worst team in the playoffs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to say who? Are you, I have no idea who you're saying because they would be playing this week, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Texans.
Bingo. The Houston Texans.
All right. Okay.
At plus 10,000. So the Lions are first.
Maybe that's what D'Amico Ryans was talking about in his press conference.
Well, yeah, and everybody thinks they stink because they played terribly. So that's why. And they won a horrible division. And
so Lions, Chiefs, Eagles?
Lions, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Eagles.
Oh, wow.
Lions, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Eagles, Vikings, Bucks, Packers, Chargers, Rams, Commanders, Steelers, Broncos, Texans.
I'm just telling you, America wants the
America.
Lions. America wants the Lions.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about
Everybody's
this.
Everybody's going to be all over that.
Talked about that many times.
Yes, we have.
America. What America's looking for.
America wants Greenland, too. And the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of America.
Right. We just fold Canada right in with us. I mean, we got a lot of things moving around. A lot of moving and shaking going on.
So you think America wants the Lions and the Bills, right?
That's what I think, yes.
Because then one of those teams will finally win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think it would be, you know, it's different than the Chiefs. And it's the wonderful Josh Allen against Ben Johnson and Jared Goff and that wild offense that they run. And Dan Campbell's a very, I think, likable figure in the NFL right now and seems to be... You know, pushing all the right buttons. He and Aaron Glenn. You know, it's a likable team.
Yeah.
I love your Vikings, too. They're likable as well.
There's nothing I could say about the Lions anymore.
But
man.
I think you said it last week. If the team that won that game last Sunday night was the team that was had the best shot in the NFC to make it to
Yeah. I mean, obviously. I mean, there's the difference between going out in the second round or going to the Super Bowl. So, yeah.
So, I'm thinking that Jalen Hurts is playing. They basically cut Ian Book, who they had signed when Jalen got hurt with a concussion 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's going to be back. Sounds like they're going to be totally healthy. And I think that's going to be a buzzsaw for the Green Bay Packers.
You know what's interesting is I'm looking at all of the odds here. There are There's two that are tied for the... Well, actually, no, there it is. All right, so the lowest odds matchup, meaning the most likely matchup, according to FanDuel Sportsbook, is who beating who in the Super Bowl. This is an interesting one.
The most likely matchup.
The most likely matchup, according to FanDuel Sportsbook, according to their odds.
Okay.
As they try to protect themselves. That's what they do with these things.
All right. Would you say...
is who beating who?
The Chiefs beating the Lions.
Yep. Nailed it. Nailed it. That's
right.
Thank
you.
So, and the Lions beating the Chiefs is... I'm trying to find that one.
Find the Bills beating the Lions.
All right. The Buffalo Bills beating the Lions is plus 1,300, where the Chiefs beating the Lions was plus 950. So plus 1,300, that's down there too.
All right. How about the Lions beating the Ravens?
Plus 1,400. So that's also low.
We just think of one of the...
Actually,
time out.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Actually, Lions beating the Chiefs
is lower than the Chiefs beating the Lions.
Okay.
That's plus 900.
How about the Chiefs beating the Eagles?
Dun, dun, dun. Chiefs beating the Eagles plus 1,800. So that's double what the Lions beating the Chiefs are.
Well, they both have to make it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point.
Yep. Plus 20,000.
How about the Chiefs beating the Vikings?
That would be a rematch of Super Bowl IV.
Oh, that would be...
Jerry hates that. That's one of those weird, if you listen to the warm-up show things, when they say it's a Super Bowl rematch. Jerry's like, it's not a Super Bowl rematch. It was a million years ago. These guys are all dead. Two teams. We're talking about.
Why does he get so upset about things like that?
All right, so you want the Chiefs beating the Vikings?
Yes.
That is plus 3,300.
Then the Vikings beating the Bills.
That could be,
America could want that one.
America, yeah, because the Vikings haven't won a Super Bowl either. It's plus 5,000. The Vikings beating the Bills. I want to try to find a Houston one that's so out of insanity.
Houston beating the Eagles.
Houston beating either the Packers or the Rams is plus 85,000.
Wow.
Yes, that would be pretty unlikely.
I'm telling you, the Rams, I know Phil Simms, you know, sounded pretty confident about your Vikings against the Rams. I don't.
Yeah, and listen,
Rams are solid, man.
I agree. And that spread's now down to 1.5.
Is it really?
Open to 2.5. I actually like that for Minnesota. I like when the money's coming in on the other team.
Yes.
I like that for my team.
Okay.
As opposed to people being confident about your team. I like it. I like it.